Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Okay, welcome back to another episode. Today we are going to continue the good old mental tune-up that we've been looking for. In part one of this episode, we discussed three steps, adjusting our thinking, recognizing the negative thoughts that come into our mind, and then flipping the switch on those negative thoughts. Today we're going to discuss the remaining four steps in this process, and we're going to kick things off with step four, understand. This step is about understanding your why. When you understand your why, it's going to be about starting fresh and deciding on one goal or dream that will be transformational once you achieve it. So again, we go to the losing weight thing. Why do you want to lose weight? Is it because somebody else wants you to, or is it more so to better yourself? Understand your why. Another is like improving your relationships with your kids, improving your marriage, being happier at work, you know, things that have transformational results once you achieve it. You know, becoming happier at work can help you excel in your career. Of course, improving your marriage can help you become a better person overall. So understanding our why is, I don't want to sound repetitive, but of course this is a major step as well. You know, changing our mindsets is going to be difficult. It's going to take time and it's going to take effort because we've had these thoughts and habits since we were young. And understanding why we really want to do this is a big part of getting that goal achieved. Once you know why, then why does it matter? So you figure out your why, write it down, and then also write why it matters. And this is a good exercise to help you understand and help you realize what you're trying to achieve and why you're trying to achieve it. Writing it down is better because you see it in your own handwriting. You see it from yourself. You see it something that you want to do as opposed to just entering in your phone or your computer. You have that personal touch to it. Writing down your why it matters, helps you build motivation, helps you want to do it more. You know, seeing it from yourself just adds a little more personal touch to it and gives you that personal boost of motivation, showing that you believe in yourself. Step five, accept. Accept that, you know, this may sound contradicting, but accept that motivation and willpower aren't enough. You know, we're taught throughout our lives that all you need is motivation and willpower and you'll get there. A lot of personal trainers, teachers, influencers, it's some of the most common advice that comes from them. And we have to accept that, you know, that's just not going to be enough. I know step four, we write down our why, and this is where motivation begins. But it's hard to maintain that motivation, and that's where your willpower comes in. And willpower is kind of like a gas tank. It starts out full, but eventually it drains down to empty. You know, you're trying to go on a diet, you go to work, and you've been eating right and all that, and you go to work, and there's Girl Scout cookies right next to the fruit bowl. You know, your willpower keeps you from getting those Girl Scout cookies. But then you have it set that, you know, you're gonna go to the gym after work. You know, you're gonna get it in, you're gonna tackle the day, finish it in the gym. Well, you use some of your willpower resisting those Girl Scout cookies. Okay, then on top of that, work is rough, you know, customers aren't cooperating or whatever, and then you end up having to work later. You know, that's depleting your willpower right there. And it doesn't take long for you to abandon your goals when you're just relying on motivation and willpower. Like I said, you know, all those things happen in a day. By the end of the day, you're likely not going to go to the gym. And that's okay. You know, we have to accept that willpower and motivation aren't enough, and that grinding it out all the time just ain't going to cut it always. But we also have to see that we don't have to punish ourselves for that. You know, you don't have to punish yourself for stumbling and failing along your journey. By doing this, accepting that willpower and motivation aren't going to be just enough helps you create optimism for tomorrow. You know, you see that, okay, yeah, I kind of stumbled along the way today, but I still have tomorrow. You know, let that build your confidence in yourself, and don't just tear yourself down just because you didn't go to the gym. You keep beating yourself up over one mistake or stumbling and falling one time, then eventually you're not going to get up. So accept that this isn't enough and be okay with that. Like I said, let that create some optimism for tomorrow. Step six, baby steps. Okay, it's okay to start small. Most people don't try this. Most people think it's pointless, but this is one of the best ways to change our thoughts and mindsets. And that's by hitting small, achievable goals. You know, creating these small, achievable goals can require almost no motivation, willpower, but it can still be a positive step towards your overall goal. Say you're trying to save money. Save $2 or $3 each day. You're trying to lose weight, do a push-up a day, or meditate for a minute, or give an extra hug or kiss. Decide that your small goal is the bare minimum. You know, you can always do more, but at the very least, I have to put aside $2. I have to do one push-up a day. This will help you build your consistency and confidence in yourself. Knowing that, you know, even though it's a small goal, I am getting this done. And eventually, it's going to get to where each time you're not even going to think about that bare minimum. You're not going to think about just doing one push-up. You're going to be past that and doing 10. But you're so used to doing it every single day, it's going to come natural. It's going to come a lot more easier to you. So let these small steps or these small little goals build your consistency and confidence so that you can make it to your overall goal. Step seven, comfort. Get comfortable with the F word. The steps that we've outlined and went through on how to change your mindset will help you move forward with confidence towards achieving your goals and dreams. But it's very, 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 very crucial that we understand that it's going to be hard. And that's why I say get comfortable with the F word. And I'm not talking about the vulgar F word, no, even though some people do need to get comfortable with that. Maybe not, no. I don't know. Anyways, I'm talking about failure as far as the F word goes. The 8% that we discussed early on or in part one of this is they're comfortable with it. They're comfortable with failure. You know, when most people hit a wall, they make an excuse or they give up. But that 8% realize that the only way to get to their goal is to keep going. The only thing that's holding them back is not trying. So they continue. They keep striving for what they want, for what they're wanting to achieve, for that transformational achievement. You know, they know they're going to encounter obstacles. They know they're going to fail, but they don't let that stop them. They know, and I want to backtrack a little bit. I don't want to sound like failure is just the best thing ever, but I want you to understand that it's not the worst thing. When it happens, this 8% don't just give up. They seek feedback, they make adjustments, and they get back in the game. They get back to work. You can do this by giving yourself permission to fail. It'll help take the pressure off. You know, we think we got to do something perfect. Again, that's kind of how we're molded. That's kind of how the world wants it to be. Everything has to be perfect. And you got to be ready to learn from your misstep. You know, not everything's going to be perfect. Not everything's going to line up exactly the way you want. But if you learn from your missteps and you learn from your mistakes, changing your mindsets, it's going to happen. You can't change your mindset by accident. It has to be a choice. And in this case, the choice is to keep going, to keep putting in that effort, to keep believing in yourself, to keep trying. Again, you have to get comfortable with the F word, though. You have to get comfortable with failure. You have to just know that not everything's going to be sunshine and rainbows all the time. And that's, I feel like that is probably the most crucial step in this good old tune-up. So that's kind of why I save it for last. But don't let that be the end. Don't let one setback, one small mistake, cause your whole goal or your whole dream to just crash and burn. Let that just be a lesson for you, a learning point, and move on. Keep building. Keep trying. That's kind of the main thing I want to stress with the whole get comfortable with failure thing is you got to keep trying. It's not going to come easy. It's not just going to be a walk in the park. Like I said before, and it may sound repetitive, but I can't stress enough that if you let one setback or let one stumble along your journey stop you, then it kind of goes back to your why. Why did you even want this to begin with? So again, just keep trying, keep striding, and have faith and hope and believe in yourself. And with that being said, again, I leave you guys like I always leave. If you found this helpful, please like, share, subscribe. If you think it may help someone else, pass it along. If you got any comments for me, good or bad, please shoot me an email at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. As always, man, I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.